Thank you for holding. Is this Aaron?
It is.
Hi, Aaron. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I think it makes sense.
All right. So the major benefit to you is that we even have the listing open. Have you heard of Hardwire Electrical or H&H Electrical Services?
I haven't. They're probably pretty small guys like me.
H&H is pretty big. They're over in West Haven.
Okay.
Then there's also JP Electrical and Bill Superior Electric as well.
Right. I know JP pretty well.
Okay. Yeah, he's a that's a big one. That's the big
yep.
one. Yeah, that's the big fish. Because he's doing our Google Verified program as well. He's not just doing the local listing like this. He has both of them. So
right.
his campaign's going to be a lot more pricey than what we'd be quoting you for just a local listing here with a new and business credit to get you started. This would kind of be like your starting point to maybe grow into that later if you maybe hire some people or expand the business.
Right.
Okay. I sent you a text message with a link to the pricing page. Is that way you could see everything?
Okay.
All you got to do is click on that link. It'll take you right there. And then I'll also send over another text just to verify our Google partnership. That way you know you're talking to the right people.
Right.
Okay. But Tara says you don't have a website or anything?
I do have a website.
Oh, she left it blank there. Okay. Let me see if I can find it. I like the logo. Reminds me of Flash.
Yeah, kind of fun.
Yeah, I loved Flash growing up. That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right, let me see here. AA Electric. Why am I not finding it? Is it just under AAElectric.com or Double A Electric?
It's Double A Electric LLC.com.
Ah, the LLC. Double A Electric LLC.com. Okay. Got it. Okay. And you own this website, right?
Sort of. It's, I'm trying to remember.
Like a free
it's
built
just like
one?
A, yeah.
Through GoDaddy or Wix?
Neither.
Neither. Oh, interesting. It looks like a GoDaddy site.
Klarna, that's what it's called.
Oh. Interesting. I hadn't seen these before. So why are you unsure as if you own this?
I don't know who the rights actually fall under. I pay them for it.
Okay. You pay them monthly, or is it just like a one-time thing for the year?
Well, it's, you pay one time for the year.
One time for the year. It's annual.
Like $6 a month or something.
Oh, that's actually pretty cheap. I think that's just like one of those hosting ones, but... You probably don't own the domain name. That's how they do it. They kind of like some companies will keep the domain name and then they rent it out to you. That way you have to keep pay for. Excuse me. Sorry. Oh my God. That way you have to keep paying for it. But that's not bad. I mean, what is that? $70 a year?
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. So.
When you take it hourly, it's almost non-existent. So.
Yeah, exactly. So we could use this site. That'll be fine. We'll hyperlink that to your Google business profile. We have to.
I was going to ask you if that's how you found me. Did you look up my Google business thing?
Well, that's probably why Google puts you on the list for placement, because what happens when a spot opens up, they pretty much will just go through and try to find all the electricians in the area that have either a Google profile or are trying to market themselves under the electrician category. and then they'll create a list and send it over to my reps, kind of like Tara that you were talking to, and then they'll call down the list until the spot fills. Once they fill the spot, then they'll close out the category. The calls will stop.
Gotcha.
Yep. So that's why we're reaching out to you. That's the major benefit to you, really, is the placement. You know, you can have the fanciest website. You could be Google verified. But if you don't show up when they're looking for an electrician or when they're having that emergency, it doesn't help you too much. You need the placement to generate the profit. So I sent you the pricing page. What I'm looking at, based on what you already have, too, I'm thinking the platinum package would be best for you. It's the very last one down. It says most popular.
Okay.
The reason I'm recommending this one is because I'd be able to get you a good deal on it. And it's also going to give you multiple ways of generating leads, not just Google. It would have you on Bing. It'll have you on Facebook with Facebook ads. And then they also do a popular directory submission in this one that you also see in the pro package there. The popular directories are things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, the Apple Safari search engine. That way you show on the iPhones that they're just doing a general search on the iPhones. Even put you on Amazon Alexa devices if they're doing Amazon Alexa voice search. Okay.
Okay.
And Apple Safari will cover you on Siri as well. So I like that one just because you have multiple ways of generating leads instead of just relying on Google. 90% of your calls are still going to come from Google. But sometimes with a new business like yours, it might take like a week or two just to get through the Google verification process. And I like that
we can
have Facebook and Bing and those other things up and running in the meantime to kind of feed off of until the Google listing takes off and gets finalized.
Okay.
Normally it has the website included, but since you already have the website, you don't got to worry about that. I'll be able to waive the setup fee that you see there in the fine print. It'll save you about $300.
Okay.
And then also, what I was thinking I could do with this new in business credit is I could drop the monthly down to just the essential package pricing.
Okay.
Get it down to just $299 month to month.
Okay.
So you'll still get all the bells and whistles that are in that platinum. You'll still have the tracking system and app that you can download to allow you to keep track of all the clients and where they came from. And you can request reviews. That'll be like your little tool there to keep track of what's coming from us. So you'll have all the bells and whistles, but I'm just going to reduce that rate to $299, and then I'll be able to lock that in for you. So if you come on board with us today at $299, you'll keep that rate for as long as you're with us. It's not just like a first-month promotion.
Okay.
Okay. If I could approve that pricing structure for you at $299 month to month, I mean, I'm sure that's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right? Okay.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
All right. Yeah, you're going to love it. I was actually looking at the profile here, and I saw a Home Advisor by Angie's when I looked up your number. And I was thinking, if you could do anything with those guys, then I know you'll do great on Google, because they basically just use Google and resell the information that they get from Google. With this,
they're the very top, so everybody clicks on them first, those assholes.
Well, they're not at the very top, actually. No, JP Electrical.
Oh, really?
Yeah, JP Electrical is at the very top, and then there's Bill Superior Electric. They're doing the Google Verified campaigns, which I was telling you we could grow you into that. Just underneath those two is where you'll be listed with H&H Electrical Services. And then underneath those guys where you're going to be listed is Yelp and then Home Advisor by Angie.
Okay.
So they're not the first ones, but they're on the first page where 90% of searches start and stop. The difference is they resell the lead. You'll have your own listing where people can call you directly. Plus everything else that we're creating for you. So if you compare the two side by side, you might end up leaving those guys after a couple months.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So I'm going to create
that, which makes me happy. I only did their starter plan. So they tried to rope me into like a 2-year deal.
Yeah. It's always better to market yourself independently because all the things that we create for you, like your Google business profile, you know, you keep those things, even if you were to leave us. Obviously, they won't see you on the first page anymore, but you're still going to have that foundation. With Home Advisor by Angie's, if you build up your business reputation on there and you decide not to use it, they take it from you. They kind of hold it all hostage.
Yeah.
So it also almost becomes like a poor effort, you know, or a futile effort, I guess I should say. All right, Aaron. So I'm going to create your Google business profile for AA Electric. You're okay with me attaching the website to the Google business profile?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go ahead and hyperlink that for you. And then what's your last name?
Solomon.
Okay. S-A-L-O-M-A-N?
S-O-L-O-M-O-N.
No, it's all O's. Okay. Got it. And it's two A's for the Aaron, correct? Double A Electric?
Yep.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then Google's going to they're going to provide you with a tracking number. It's called a Google Voice number. And we ask you to save this number to your mobile device under the business name. So that way when the calls come in off that number, it'll say it's a business call and not a personal call. It'll help you separate the two. And then everything that comes through there will be recorded and tracked in your tracking system in the app that you have. So you'll be able to keep track of all the business calls and who it was and where they came from. You won't lose track of these people. You'll be able to keep tabs on them all.
Okay.
All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt with everything in writing.
A-electric.
Okay.
Dot voltage.
Electric.
At gmail.com.
Dot voltage at gmail.com. Okay. It's double A electric dot voltage at gmail.com.
AA. It doesn't say double on it. Just AA electric.
Oh, okay. You cut out there. I just assumed it was double. Okay, so AA electric dot voltage at gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then Google's going to do this one time. They're going to send you a letter in the mail. It's called a Google verification form. Okay, it's got a little five-digit number on the back of it that we'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
2599 West.
Okay.
4850 South.
4850 South. Okay, and that's Roy, and it's 84067, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, you can't miss this form. It'll say Google on it, big colorful letters, and then there's a little five-digit number when you open the envelope, and we need that five-digit number. Okay. It's called your PIN.
Gotcha.
That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where the business is. Now, you do have the option to hide this address, Aaron. Would you like it hidden or displayed?
I would like it hidden because I'm running out of my house currently.
Okay. But city, state, and zip will still be visible on your Google business profile. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Okay. All right. Okay. And how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
And then we also do emergency calls.
I could do 24/7 emergency services with an extra charge.
With a what? Sorry.
Where it's like you could charge extra if it's after your standard business hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Emergency services available. But how did you want your traditional hours set? You want to just go 7 to 5? You were saying Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and save. Sunday. So Sunday's expected to be closed, but if they call you on Sunday, it's going to be classified as an emergency service.
Right.
Okay. All right, I got you. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. All right, so I have the Google business profile created. We're going to want to do a client interview with you. That'll be the next step in moving forward. The client interview typically takes about 30 to 45 minutes. The agenda for that call is to go over which keywords and services you want to be listed for on the first page of Google, as well as Bing and Facebook. And then also they want to go over the territory that you want to target with these campaigns. Okay.
Okay.
like I said, usually 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over. You have extra questions.
Okay.
What time works best for you?
So does it have to be today?
No, we could do tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'm pretty open. Today I've got service calls all the way till like 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay, so for tomorrow I have 8 a.m., 8:30, I have 10:30, 11, 11:30.
And that's mountain time?
Yeah, this is all mountain standard time. Even though we're Pacific, I'm giving it based on your time. So this is like 7, 7:30, which for you is like 8, 8:30.
Okay. Yeah, let's do 8 o'clock. Let's get it done early in the day.
Okay, so you'll be the first call of the morning tomorrow. I will send you a calendar invite to this appointment, and then
okay.
I will also set up an automated text message reminder.
Okay.
If anything pops up or changes to where you can't make it, just let us know. I'm going to send you a text
okay.
here with my direct number and extension as well. And then I can contact you to reschedule it if we have to, but I want to get that going as soon as possible. We need the client interview
right.
completed to get everything up and running.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I'm going to send over two things here prior to gathering billing information. I'm going to send my direct number and extension.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to send an email address for photos. I do see you have your logo there on your site. We would like to use that logo for Facebook and all your other listings as well, just for branding purposes. So if you could send in the logo and then any pictures that you would like to use for these platforms. I don't know if you have before and after photos or maybe some stock photos that you really like
uh-huh.
that you could send in to get us started. If you could send them to that email, that would really help us
okay.
out. Okay. Okay. Let me know that when you get those.
I did get them. I'm driving on the freeway, though, right now.
Oh, okay. No worries. No worries. You don't need to grab anything there. It's just to make sure that you have them for future reference. I don't need you to send them over right now.
Okay.
All right. We do need to secure the first month's payment, though, of the $299 in order to get the position for AA Electric LLC. In terms
okay.
of securing that payment, how did you want to do it?
Can you do it with a bank?
No, no.
And not a card?
Yeah, no, you should never give your bank out. Your card, you could always go get a new card if there's an issue, or you could even pause the card to stop payments. Never give any entity online, even if it's Amazon. Like, don't give them your banking account and routing information.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do that. That's bad business practice.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So... Here's the issue. I don't have a card right now with my business bank on it. I don't want to give you my personal card.
Gotcha. Well, if you do the personal card, you could still write it off as a business expense with the way that it's labeled. It's going to be labeled under AA Electric LLC. And then if you want to switch
right.
it, you will have access to your app. Once the account goes live, you could always go into your app and just go to the billing section and you could modify it at your own leisure, or you could call in and we could swap it out for you as well.
Okay.
Okay, so it would just be for the first payment in order to secure the spot.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing. I don't have $300 on my personal card.
Oh, got it. So that's why you were trying to gather that business?
Yeah, I only have money out of the business account right now.
Okay.
Because I pay myself out at the end of the month and then pay my bills.
That's a smart way to do it, yeah. Let me ask a supervisor here. I know we used to be able to do it in the past, and then they said to advise the business owners to not do it. It is an option in our CRM system that I'm looking at here. So I know technically
okay.
I could grab it, but let me just get permissions first, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment.
Yep.
Yeah, no, they said no.
Okay, so
yeah, we don't accept
hear me
account
out.
And routing numbers. Mm-hmm.
No, I actually appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
If I sent money over to my personal account from my thing, I could get it by the end of the day. I know you guys are probably, you want to make the sell on the phone right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I can do for you, Aaron, is I could do what's called a post date where I'll gather the billing information, and then I could set it up to run later once you've had time to go ahead and make that transfer. I understand you're driving now. But if we could get it done before the end of the day, and then we have the client interview already set for tomorrow morning, that should be fine. It just has to be processed well before that interview, or else they won't do it.
Right. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that works. If you have it, charge it by the end of the day.
Sure. Yeah, so the end of the day, our time would be, let me see here, about 5 o'clock your time, Mountain Standard. We get out 4 here, Pacific.
Okay.
Okay. I can do that.
All right. I got my card number when you're ready.
All right, let me go back to billing. Okay, I'm ready for you.
It's 4680.
4680.
1800.
1800.
1586.
1586.
0538.
0538. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Is September 2029.
September of 2029, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
512.
512. Okay, let's go ahead and update. Okay, and then you have a security question. This is in case you ever want to verify the identity of our reps or vice versa, if we want to verify your identity during a call. So you have three options here. You got your mother's maiden name, mother's city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's what? Sorry?
Maiden name?
Let's do that.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
It's Jakins. Spelled J-A-K-I-N-S.
Okay. And then it says re-enter answer. Jakins. Answers match. Go ahead and save. Okay. That'll be your security question, Jakins. And then let's go ahead and do voice verification. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you do not agree with, please stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, you're on a recorded line here, Aaron. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Double A Electric.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the business?
Aaron Solomon, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but obviously immediate response time is going to get you the best results. You snag the live call, it's pretty much a done deal at that point. They've already looked you up and picked you. Okay. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to our company. It says you will be provided a security question, Jakins, to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, right? So, for example, I've had clients get called by, like, Yelp after signing up with them to see if they wanted to, like, upgrade their Yelp listing. We could always do that for you here, so you don't have to do that. And obviously, you'd get a huge discounted rate if you did it through us versus if you did it with the actual Yelp entity. So please be mindful of that. If they're not identifying themselves as Yelp, that's where the security question comes into play.
Gotcha.
And hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Sure.
Yeah. And the reason they say that.
Does that include, like, personal, like if I'm posting on my Facebook and whatnot?
No. That's totally fine. Okay. We'll have access to the Facebook, so we'll be running ads there too. But if it's something where you're making an adjustment back there, we do kind of want a heads up, because we don't want you to like pay for something we're already doing for you or duplicate any of your online listings, not just on Facebook, but anywhere. You don't want to have like two Google profiles floating around, or two Yelp listings, or two Yellow Pages, you know what I mean? Any of it. It actually causes a problem with Google when with their verification, where they go, hey, what's what? And if they can't verify it through the AI, then they basically suspend the listings. And then they'll go, okay, well, we don't know if we're giving people the right information, because one's saying this, one's saying that. There's two of them. Yeah, it's kind of touchy after that. So we'll be hosting it, making sure that none of those discrepancies happen. But if you do something on your own or you add another service, that could happen. And you might be paying for something we're already doing for you too. So if you're not sure, just double check with us.
Okay.
Okay.
I do have a question for you.
Sure.
So I've got, well, I work with a couple people and they're really good on the sale, and then they basically don't talk after. Are you guys like that? Are you pretty good at being helpful through the whole thing?
Yeah, not at all. If you go to your text messages, you have my direct number and extension. I've been here 13 years. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We also have 24/7 customer service, and you're going to be assigned a dedicated account manager too. That'll be like your quality assurance rep. You'll meet them during the client interview tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to collaborate with you. We got to make sure you're happy and that it's representing you the right way, especially with it being paid out month by month. We're not going to make money if the business owners aren't making money. So we have to get in there and help you.
Cool.
All right. And then it's as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These are only if they apply to you, right? These are things that Google would request for the services you provide as electricians. So it might include things like a business license or a proof of insurance. Some states are lenient on those things. If the state's lenient, don't worry about it. It doesn't apply to you. If it's a requirement, then definitely send it in. If you decide to do our Google Verified program in the future, it's just a one-time application fee of $250, and then they charge you per lead after that once you pass that background check. So if you do decide to do that, we want that document and any other items that Google would recommend for your Google business page verification, okay? So they may ask you to do a video or, like, take pictures of, like, your mailbox or like a work vehicle and tools and equipment, things like that, just to get through the verification process and make sure that you're actually who you say you are. We kindly ask that these documents and forms be submitted within the first 7 days, so between now and next Tuesday. Okay.
So if I already submit that on my Google profile, is that...
Then don't worry about it. Yeah, yeah. It's just it's just that they're saying, hey, we don't have this and we need it. And so there's going to be a form when I process your payment. Normally at this point in the conversation, you would have all these forms already, but because we're post-dating your account, you can't see them because it comes through automatically when the payment goes through, right? But you'll see when the payment processes at 5 or sooner, if you just text me and give me a heads up when you're ready to process it, I can go in there and manually process it. But once it goes through, it'll send you the Google verification form, full outline of the agreement in writing, and then your username and password for the tracking system and app as well.
Okay.
But please be advised that failure to provide the necessary documentation within that 7-day time frame may result in delays or suspensions of your account. So it says, do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 10th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees on your campaign, and I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So... this is a 3-month verbal commitment that we ask for you from you as a new business. The payments will come out automatically. So they'll automatically renew on the 10th day of each month in that amount of $299. So it's just reoccurring each month on the 10th at $299. So be mindful of that. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at 877-635-6225. It's the same as my personal line and line that we've been texting you on. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. Even if you contacted us at the 10th, we'll part ways with you. We're not going to hold you hostage. We just, if you're going to discontinue and you know you're going to discontinue it, let us know before the
bill. Be respectful.
Yeah, just let us know before it automatically charges you, you know, because then we have to reverse it, and then that looks bad on us, like we did something we weren't supposed to. So, and it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let me set post date. Okay, so the post date is set for 5:00 today. Unless you contact me prior to then, you could always shoot a text message over, or you could call in and I could go in there and manually process it and get you everything. But assuming I don't get that call, it's just going to automatically run at 5:00.
Okay.
Okay, and then it'll have an outline of the agreement in writing in your Google verification form. That'll basically be your homework for this evening. Just fill those out and try to get that paperwork in. And then we have our client interview call scheduled for 8 a.m. tomorrow. So they'll go right into the client interview with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, feel free to reach out to myself or our customer service team at our 877-635-6225 number. I highly recommend that you save that to your contacts under local splash for future reference.
Okay. Is that the one you're calling me on right now?
No. So it'll be the one that I'm texting you on, as well as the one that says my direct number and extension. So it's an 877 number.
Okay.
I think this one's a voice over internet number.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Let me go ahead and save, assign package. But other than that, you are all set. Until 5:00, payment will process. You'll receive all the appropriate documentation and then client interview tomorrow at 8:00.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
And then you said it was month to month. So after the 3 months, if we cancel, we just cancel.
Yeah, exactly. We want you to give it that 90 days verbal commitment because we usually know that if we get a client to that point, then they'll never use anything else again. So, like, give us a lot of time frame to show you that this is the best thing that you could do for the business. It's been the most profitable way to market for the last 18 years. You just got to get past the verification and actually give it some time to bring in customers for you.
I hear you. Cool. Okay. Well, I like that.
All right,
I hope you guys work out for me because I hate marketing.
that's why we've been in business for 21 years, you know? You can just outsource it and focus on the customers and do what you do best.
Most of us are really damn good at doing electrical, and then they're like, hey, go find a customer. I'm like, oh, shit, where?
Well, I'll have you know that that's the case for every business owner across the board. You know, if it wasn't for online advertising in 2026, I don't know what they would do.
Yeah, cry probably. Go work for someone else.
Yeah, twiddle their thumbs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're all set. Like I said, look out for that payment confirmation, and then we'll circle back with you in the morning to knock out the client interview with you, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Aaron. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.